Viruses are not classified in any of the five kingdoms of living things. This means they are not bacteria, fungi, protists, plants, or animals. Most viruses are so small they cannot be seen with an optical microscope. The word virus comes from the Latin word virulentus. The word virus comes from the Latin word virulentus, means poisonous. Viruses can sometimes attack and kill bacteria. Many people say they are not living thing because many people say they are non-living because they cannot reproduce without the aid of a host. Viruses are very small particles. Scientists differ on whether viruses are actually alive or not because it can show both living as well as non-living characteristics. Structure. What do viruses look like? Habitat. Where do they live? Reproduction. How do they reproduce? Relationship with humans. What is their relationship with human beings? Let us explore about these questions. Viruses are the simplest and tiniest of microbes. They can be as much as 10,000 times smaller than bacteria. They have no cell nucleus. They typically have one or two strands of genetic material, either DNA or RNA. They are covered with a protective coat of protein called the capsid. They are covered with a protective coat of protein called the capsid. They are inactive when not inside a living cell, but are active when inside another living cell. Capsids come in many forms. Functions of different parts of a virus with head. Functions of different parts of a virus with head-tail capsid structure. Capsid. Compartment made of protein that protects the nucleic acid. Capsid. Compartment made of protein that protects the nucleic acid. Capsid. Compartment made of protein that protects the nucleic acid. Envelope. Surrounds the capsid and helps the virus enter cells. Nucleic acid core. This is RNA or DNA. Neck connects the head to the tail. Tail sheath protects the plug of the virus. Plug injects the nucleic acid of the virus into the host cells. Tail fibers help bind the virus to the cell. Viruses are found on or in just about every material and environment on Earth, from soil to water to air. They are basically found anywhere there are cells to infect. Viruses have evolved to infect every form of life, from animals to plant, and from fungi to bacteria. Virus can't survive for long on its own, but only inside the cells of living creatures, like as bacteria, plants, or animals. They need host cells to survive. Virus can't survive for long on its own, but only inside the cells of living creatures, like as bacteria, plants, or animals. They need host cells to survive. They can float through the air, survive in water, or even on the surface of your skin. How do viruses get transferred from one host to another? Viruses can be passed from one person to another by through water or the air, where a person coughs or sneezes, touching food, shaking hands, by insect bites, animals, or through infected food. Viruses exist for one purpose only: to reproduce. To do that, they depend on their host cells. Viruses hijack the cells of living organisms. They inject their genetic material right into the cell and take over. Components of the viral protein coat are produced from the genetic material. Viral particles self-assemble into new viruses. Finally, they come out by rupturing the host cell. This is how viruses reproduce. It can infect both animals and plants and make them sick. When viruses invade a body's cell and begin to multiply, they make the host sick. They cause all sorts of diseases. When viruses invade a body's cells and begin to multiply, they make the host sick. They cause all sorts of diseases. When viruses invade a body's cells and begin to multiply, they make the host sick. They cause all sorts of diseases. Some diseases caused by viruses include the common cold, measles, mumps, yellow fever, AIDS, and hepatitis. Ebola virus causes fever, fatigue and weakness, reddened eyes, joint and muscle pain, headache, nausea and vomiting. It may kill the patient. Variola virus causes smallpox with some symptoms like high fever, fatigue, headaches, and backaches, etc. A rash also appears mostly on the face, arms, and legs. Rhinovirus are the most common viral infectious agents in humans and are the predominant cause of common cold. Poliovirus causes mild polio with symptoms like headache, nausea, vomiting, a slight fever for up to 3 days. Retrovirus, HIV, causes the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome or AIDS and creates white blood cells deficiency in the body. Coronavirus causes sore throat, fever, respiratory illness, and pneumonia. It may kill the patient. Ways to control. Wash your hands frequently using soap. Cover mouth and nose with flexed elbow or tissue when coughing or sneezing. Seek medical care early if you seek medical care early if you or your child has flu-like symptoms. Washing hands properly with soap and water help to remove. Washing hands properly with soap and water help to remove glowing germs. Washing hands properly with soap and water help to remove glowing germs. How soap destroys the virus. Soap molecules latch to the lipid membrane. Soap molecules latch onto the lipid membrane, and the soaping motion rips the virus apart. Any remaining virus material is trapped by soap molecules and rinsed away by water. Ways to control. Practice social distancing. Wash your hands after playing with animals. Exercise regularly to increase immunity. Eat nutritious food. Clean your surrounding. Ways to cure. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses, but antiviral drugs have been developed to treat life-threatening infections. The control measures vary as per viruses. Vaccines that produce lifelong immunity can prevent some viral infections. Vaccines that produce lifelong immunity can prevent some viral infections.